Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We rehashed, we vented, we critiqued, we yelled. We will do some of that as well throughout the next 2 hours. But let's spin it forward a little bit, BT. Off of last night, now you were right, you thought the Celtics would play a much better game and they were dangerous. I did not. I dismissed them without Tatum and also trusted, mistakenly so, trusted that the Knicks would build off of a game four performance with everybody contributing and keep that momentum going, and that without Tatum it would just be too much for the Celtics to handle. So I was wrong on two fronts. You had that right with the Celtics. Looking ahead to game six, in my gut, my heart, I still am not worried. I'm frustrated. I'm annoyed by what happened in game five. I don't think there's any doubt the Knicks win this series in game six.
I've got doubt. It's not a fatalistic doubt. It's not like the old Jets doubt, like no matter what happens, we're going to lose. Like that's not that at all. This is rooted in, unfortunately, for the Knicks, potentially, the real reality of where these teams are and who they are. So I would flip it this way. Do you have more faith in the Celtics being who they've been all year, even without Tatum, or the Knicks being... as a whole, consistent? My answer is the Celtics.
So I don't disagree, because I think the Knicks are what they are at this point. They could have a great game. They could be inconsistent. Some guys may go off. Some guys may not. I don't believe the Celtics are as good as they were last night without Tatum. I don't think that's sustainable.
Okay, okay. Even if you're right and the Knicks are not as bad as they were last night, so you would think just by that, boom, everything's
Knicks
tight,
tightens
home, up.
Knicks at home, they can't be as bad as they were last night in the second half.
Oh, there's no way.
At least one of those guys is going to take over the game, if not two, if not more. That combined with the Celtics, I think, are just going to run out of gas with all that's going on. Porzingis can't breathe. Tatum is out.
Yep.
Other guys are banged up. Hauser's clearly not 100%. Derek White's not going to score 34 again, is he?
Not, but Jaylen Brown might drop 35 on you. I mean, I think they've got more answers than you do at this point. I know who Tatum is. I know what he represents. I think these Celtics are going to be really... I am worried, man. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, even though I think I tweeted out, you know, like, so whatever I tweeted last night, basically implying that the Knicks would beat them down Friday night.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really feel that necessarily.
You
said, was more out of hope.
What would you say? Quote, beat down. Okay, that's great.
Flush what did it, I say?
You said something
I didn't
like,
say flush it again. Yeah. I'll tell you what I said.
Beat down coming Friday night at the Garden or something like that.
I'm trying to convince myself.
That was the emotion of the fan right there. It was pissed off that the Knicks just got embarrassed in Boston. I know.
Here it is. All right. I knew the Celtics weren't going down easy. Champions don't. Too much pride. They got one for their guy, Tatum. Respect. Garden beatdown coming Friday. I think I stand by everything but those last couple of words. Not that I don't think the Knicks could win, and not to be a fatalist. I really don't latch onto that stuff. I'm just talking about what these teams do well and what they don't do well. Like, the Boston Celtics last night had almost 30 assists without Jason Tatum. They are predicated on ball movement, on three-point volume and marksmanship as well. Whereas I don't really know what the Knicks are predicated on outside of Jalen Brunson just trying to will us past everybody.
All right, well, let me ask you it this way. Right now, as currently constructed with all the injuries, who do you think has the most talent that they're going to roll out on the floor on Friday?
I think the Knicks have more talent. Like, if you're doing a combine,
right.
Knicks.
Right.
If it's adhering to the style that both teams play, which one do I trust more to show up? Celtics.
Right. No, I'm not disagreeing with that. And by the way, we've said that throughout the course of the series. Like, the Knicks have four guys who could go off at any given time, but the Celtics have a better team where they have Tatum's the stud, Brown is a stud, all the other role players, Pritchard excels, White excels, Cornette, I mean, whatever. So they have all those guys that are consistent and excel in their roles. The Knicks just don't have that. However, I think over the course of what would be three games minus Tatum, mm-hmm. obviously you had game five last night and then six, seven if necessary. Over the course of three games, I believe the talent will ultimately win out. And I expect that to be the case on Friday night. Whereas, yeah, you're right. The Celtics are consistent. You could rely on what they're going to do. Now, the three-point shooting may not be consistent from night in, night out. We know they're the best three-point shooting team in the league, but we saw what happens in games one and games two versus game four, you know, whatever it may be, game three and game four. But Boston, to me, without Tatum and the way that they play with the relying on the three ball minus Tatum, I just don't think that's going to be enough to ultimately send the Knicks home.
I think it could be. I really think it could be. So, to me, like, if the Knicks were playing a team, now the NBA's changed so much here, right? Like, go back to that Iverson team that made it to the NBA Finals, what was that, 2001 against the Lakers? Yeah. Remember, they actually won the first game. I made a lot of money on that night. I was living in Vegas, and I actually took the Sixers that night. They somehow won the first game, then they lost in four. So they after the next four, they lost in five. But back in the day, like the early Jordan, like early when he dropped 60-plus against the Celtics, early Jordan in the playoffs, right? An Iverson team. A Dominique-led Atlanta Hawks team. Like, if that guy goes down, it's lights out. They have no answers because you got a couple of, you know, stiffs who have six fouls at the center spot, probably a point guard who can't shoot, shooting, you know, 29% from three. The NBA's changed so much. I think that as a team, if you're a good franchise, well-run with depth and good principles and a good coach, I think you're as equipped now more than ever to deal with the absence of your superstar. I really do. So without Tatum, it's evidenced by the fact that they had 27 assists. Now, if it was just like sheer effort, like the Celtics willed themselves last night, which they partially did, then I think I'd be less worried. But because that focus was backed up by efficiency, which is who they are, they are efficient. I'm worried.
Most nights.
Sure. I mean,
they haven't been, well, they haven't been efficient.
They didn't go 82-0. I get that.
They went 25 of 100 in the first two games of the series. That is like, that's horrific. So, and that might be too much to overcome. If they had one decent shooting night in one of those first two games, we'd be talking about a totally different series right now, even without Jason Tatum.
Okay, so now let me flip it here. Yeah. So let's say they have, even if it's not quite historically bad like it was those first two games, let's say they...
I mean, what did White do last night? The guy didn't miss. What was he from downtown?
He had like 18 points before you looked up. I mean, whatever. He was absolutely unconscious. It was insane. All right, so let's just say, maybe they don't take 50. Let's say the Celtics take 40-something threes and they make, you know, half of 36 is 18. All right, so let's say they make like 11 or 12 and they're in the maybe low 30%. So I'm just throwing numbers out fast. Hopefully it's right. Low 30s. Not horrendous. Not really good. Even high 20s, right? Let's say high 20s, which is not good for them. Are you fully confident that OG Anunoby even shows up? Yeah, are you confident that Mikal Bridges doesn't just disappear? Are you confident that Karl Anthony Towns has a four-quarter game?
I'm confident that here's my ultimate confidence. No way Jalen Brunson lets the Knicks lose this game. That's my biggest confidence where I feel like there's going to be less pushback there.
Well, I'm behind you with that.
Yeah, game six at home, a chance to close it out and get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Got news for you. I mean, I know we start spinning this forward, and if the Knicks lose this series, and we'll talk about Tibbs, Jalen Brunson, like to be compared to Ewing and all that stuff, he cannot lose this series. I don't want to. There are no excuses. This has got to be the Jalen Brunson game in game six. So I have confidence that he will not let them lose, but also coupled with at least one of the others, with Cat, Bridges, or Anunoby, will do enough and just be too much. Now, would that be enough against a Tatum-led Celtics team? That I don't know, but I know Tatum's out. I know Porzingis can't breathe, and he's not a factor.
He's been a mess.
Brunson plus one of the others, I think, will be enough. That's what I'm confident.
And you'd have to think Cornette takes a little bit of a step back.
Yeah,
and whatever.
White was 7 of 13 from downtown.
But that's like what he does. Like,
7 of 13?
Well, I mean, it's better than 50%, so he doesn't quite do that. But you know what I'm saying. That's his main calling card.
No, I get it. He's a good three-point shooter.
He's a great three-point shooter.
Seven of 13.
No, that's unconscious. I hear. Okay, tough. I'm very curious how you answer this, which will lead us to a different answer before the 1 o'clock hour starts. Do you have more confidence that Soto hits a home run Friday or the Knicks win?
I mean, come on, man.
Come on, what?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Put it this way. I think the Knicks will win in the game.
Okay.
And I think Soto, he could go nuts over the course of three games. It's harder for me to predict a home run on a singular night than it is to pick the Knicks to win. And say, I really just, my gut says, Knicks are winning that game. I don't see any way that they lose it. Whereas Soto, I believe he's going to have a dominant series, but, I mean, is he going to
home run? It's flipping a coin with four at bats.
Plus the match with Rodon.
I got you. Yeah. Okay, so let me frame it this way. If the, forget about Soto for a second, I was trying to have some fun. Yeah. If the Knicks don't win Friday, do you think they win game seven? I don't.
They will
lose that game.
I mean, I need to see. I'm going to pull a BT here. I need to see how it plays out in game six.
Well, context.
Optically, yeah, I need some context. Again, I'm told I would have been with you, and I would not have thought the Knicks were going to cruise to a series victory, even up 3-1, if Tatum was there. I just can't wrap my head around the fact that the Knicks aren't going to beat the Celtics. You're telling me the Celtics are going to beat the Knicks without Tatum, without Porzingis? And the Knicks are fully healthy? They're not going to be with a 3-1 lead?
Well, it's 3-2 now, so you're already 33% there.
A 3-1 lead.
3-2.
No, I'm saying.
I know, but that's already gone.
I know, but
that part's done.
With a 3-1 lead prior to last night, no Jason Tatum, and basically no Kristaps Porzingis, and the Knicks fully healthy, I cannot wrap my head around the Knicks losing that series. Now, I thought they were going to win last night. They didn't. So to your point of this 3-2, I do not believe the Knicks are going to lose game six. If they did, I still would be in the same spot. Yeah, it seems unlikely. I still can't wrap my head around, ultimately, the Knicks losing this series with all those circumstances being at hand.
I could. I don't want to. I could, though, because there's been a lot of things about this team that we've all complained about. Yeah. That seem to resurface at the most inopportune times.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. You mentioned the Subway Series. We'll do more of that coming up at 1 o'clock. Also, at 12:40, I got to make my decision. I'm so torn on this.
Man, you know, anytime I want to get around to it.
I think I'm leaning. I have not told you this.
No.
I have not told Mitch this. I have not told Hoff this. Really, myself, I'm battling, like, the two sides on each shoulder. It's like, Sal, you got to do this. Sal, you got to watch the Knicks. But internally, I'm leaning one way. I'll give you the answer. Hopefully, we get Mitch and Fort Lee on the line. I'll directly give it to him and break the news to him. Eddie is calling from Hicksville. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. I can't wait to rewind it on the Odyssey app later when my kids get home from school. They're going to get a kick out of it. So
I'm glad we can entertain the kids with our nuttiness.
I appreciate that, BT. But so I'm with you, Sal. I feel very confident with Game 6 coming up only because how the Knicks played Game 4 with Tatum on the court. I know they could do it. But this is what's really been driving me nuts this whole entire series. It's the Knicks' defense. The Celtics are playing chess. The Knicks are still on the checkerboard. And this is what's going on. It's happened every game. The Celtics come down the court. They see where Cat is or Brunson is. They run a high pick on the three-point line. They get one of those guys up there on defense, right?
Yep.
Then they do the same thing. They find where Cat is, who's guarding Cat, or who Cat's guarding, rather. They get him up there, and then they run another pick. Now they got Brunson and Cat at the top of the key. Then they run their third pick, and those two knuckleheads are colliding into each other, and the Celtics are knocking down threes. And it's been going on the entire series, and it makes me so frustrated.
Well, it's pretty basic stuff. I think that you're right for the most part there, just to simplify it. Yeah, you're not wrong. But isn't this one of the big issues with the Knicks? When we talk about can the Knicks win a championship, and my answer with this group was no, when your two best players are so bad on defense. And what the Celtics are doing is they're laughing. They're watching film saying, wait till we get this guy in space. Wait till we get Brunson, shoot right over him. That's the reality of it, guys. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. And as much as I'm on, now maybe they get lucky. Maybe they find a way to grind through this without Tatum. But as much as I'm on the Knicks offense, it's mind-bendingly unacceptable for Tom Thibodeau, who's a defensive coach, not to figure out what they're doing.
But I don't think it's his fault. I just don't think they have the horses to figure it out. You think Tom Thibodeau is like, oh, yeah, hey, maybe, you know what, I forgot this, but you guys, somebody should guard Derek White. Or is it the guys just going out there not executing? As we watch the replay, and I love watching the replay of this game because you're watching it real time. It's a little bit different as you start to analyze certain things watching the replay. I think it is just about execution with this Knicks team. And thank you for the call, Eddie. And one thing that Eddie did say that I agree with, BT, that my whole core belief changed on the series with the Tatum injury. But we did see the Knicks beat the Celtics with a great effort with a healthy Tatum in Game 4. So we know it's there. Prior to that performance, I was unsure because they were down big in Game 1, played a good quarter, came back. Down big in Game 2, played a good quarter, came back. Got blown out in Game 3. We didn't know what was going to happen in Game 4, and they did it. So we know that it's there within the team, which also should give you confidence. But man, they're so inconsistent, it's maddening. I still believe, ultimately, Brunson will lead them at the very least to a victory game.
I'm never selling our boy Brunson short, ever.
Don't you think he can take over without Tatum now going
forward? Yeah, of course I do, and I kind of expect him to. Doesn't mean I'm not worried about what they pose. Like, I just don't think they just step on the Celtics, really is what I'm saying. All right, I got something for you. So, let's see, they've played 11 games.
Yeah.
This playoff situation so far. We've got on the air and dissected every single one. It's been a fun ride. We love you guys. It's awesome doing it with Knicks fans. It's been great. Station's been on fire. Of the 11 games, how many times have you and I walked in fully satisfied at the effort and the execution by our Knicks?
I think
three?
Once.
Yeah. Two?
From me, well, I mean,
out of 11?
I guess, yeah. For me, it would be once, which would be Game 4.
All right, me, maybe two.
And what? Which Piston? You putting a Pistons game in there?
Yeah,
I think you got to.
When Cat buried that bomb, that Sunday.
Game four. Yes, I'm sorry. So
game
that
four,
one,
I got to go with that as well.
Okay, so two. Right,
I got two.
Right, prior to game five, after the game four in Detroit, loved that performance, and then expected them to dominate in game five.
Yeah.
Same thing in this series. After game four, expected them to go out there and play well and win in game five. Not dominate the way that I expected against the Pistons. Obviously, the Celtics are different, plus it was on the road. But yeah, for me, two times. Either way, two, three times, whatever the point is.
All right, so there you go. We're on the same page. So I'm going to apply some common sense. If anybody thinks I'm out of bounds, that's fine if you do. But just to back this up, they played 11 games. Me and Sal, who've talked about every aspect of every game together, just came to the conclusion, and it's tough to debate, no matter how optimistic you are, twice we've been really fully satisfied. Now, of the 11 games that they played, how many back-to-back satisfactory games have they had? The answer's none. So I'm supposed to sit here and think, oh, yeah, we're good. No, I can't. I want to think that. There's parts of me, because of Brunson, I pull myself in that direction, but there's not enough evidence so far.
Yeah, I just think the impact of the Tatum injury, you couldn't see it last night, clearly. I think that that's too much to overcome. To your point, after the first two games, up 2-0, I was not satisfied at all. Oh, you throw Sal, you're throwing a cold water, a wet blanket on it. No, I'm just telling you how I see it. They're getting outplayed the majority of the game. They come back in the fourth quarter, and it's great. And it's great that they won those games. You have to do that to win a series. But is that sustainable? And then they got smoked in game three.
No show.
I gave you the number four, whatever it was. Boston has had at least a 14-point lead in each game in this series.
Yeah.
The Knicks' largest lead in a game prior to game four was, I think, six points.
They said it last night, six.
Which is insane. Prior to game four, that was, right?
Yeah.
That, I mean, that's insane.
Yeah, tells you a lot.
It shows it. Now, with all that, no Tatum for the Celtics. Knicks returning home, and they have to be better than what they were. I would expect. I feel confident that they're going to win on Friday. Brian is in New City, New York. What's up, Brian?
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
So I have a positive spin on this. Let me get to that in one sec. But you guys just nailed it. This is what the Knicks are. They've been doing this all year, right? Every time you feel really good about them, they have a game like last night. And every time you feel really bad about them, they have a great game. They've been doing this all year. I expect them to win Friday. But I would say this. I actually think that what happened last night was a good thing. Because now the series doesn't start till Wednesday. And
yeah,
provided
21st.
They win Friday night, they'll have 4 days off.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana, who's hot, has been sitting around for 8 days by the time they play that game next week. They're a young team. They don't need the rest. They're hot. They rely on shooting. They could potentially come into that series very cold. I can't imagine being an Indiana fan wanting to sit around for 8 days.
That's an interesting point. That's a good point. I think that's, you know, there's only so many things we can hang our hat on when they haven't played a lot of, you know, tip the buzzer 48-minute game. That's one of them.
You know, I understand the thought about Indiana, and I'd be lying to you if, like, we didn't. You and I both have gone there, and the thought that this is going to happen here. I can't worry about Indiana or what's going to happen next. Although I do think, to the caller's point, that the rest could be detrimental to a team who otherwise was hot. I just want to focus on the Knicks and put this series to bed once and for all here. I believe Brunson will be enough. By the way, next series, like, even though we feel good about not having to face the Celtics or the Cavs after this round,
mm-hmm.
having home court. Dude, the Pacers are not. The Pacers have, I wanted to use the S word, I'll go with the G word, guts. The Pacers have the guts that the Knicks have not shown yet on a consistent basis. Halliburton is shown to be an assassin. They beat the Knicks last year. They're back in another Eastern Conference Finals. Like, can't just say, well, they got lucky two times in a row.
I know.
They have Siakam's a tough player. Like, they
Miles Turner can hit threes, which obviously step out. And obviously, Karl Anthony Towns probably stepping out. So that's an issue for him. Like, they're a good team, dude.
Playing in
McConnell's
Indiana.
McConnell's a pain in the ass.
Home court's a good thing there. You know, I know
yeah,
the NBA.
Yeah, yeah, no, it is.
Yeah, McConnell's a pain in the ass. Like, the Pacers are not going to be a cakewalk.
I know.
And they may have, it may be blind faith or whatever kind of confidence that they have, but they're not going to be intimidated by the Knicks, assuming the Knicks do get one more win, especially when the Knicks do stuff like they did last night. Okay, did you think the Knicks were going to win? Maybe not. Did you think the Knicks were going to get smoked and play a just stupid game with Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson in ridiculous foul trouble to a point where Brunson fouls out with over 7 minutes to go? Like, that's not smart basketball.
If you showed me a picture of Cornette, and said, you know, like, and I didn't know who he was. And by the way, for those of you who have really been, you know, never left the Knicks, whatever, he was with the Knicks. So many of you know that.
I did not know that, to be honest with you.
He was there for a minute. He was an interesting player. Either way, whatever. But if you just saw a picture of that guy and you're like, look, this is one of the main reasons why the Knicks don't close out the Eastern Conference semis, despite Tatum just being in a hospital bed with his Achilles, you know, reattached here. Be like, what are you kidding me? I'll take my chances with this guy 10 out of 10 times. Cornette?
He get beat by Luke Cornette.
He did a reverse dunk off an alley-oop. He had 7 or 8 block shots. He was phenomenal.
Luke Cornette. I mean, come on. That's embarrassing. I feel confidence happening in game six. The Knicks are going to win. You still think the Knicks are going to win this series? Not so sure. All right, that's fair. Yeah, you don't need to give a prediction here. Right. The series has been twisting everybody up into pretzels here as it is. The back and forth in the first two games, game three, the Tatum injury, and all that stuff. I am confident. Did you have any issue? I have two things here for you. Number one, did you have any issue with Tibbs playing the starters as long as he did yesterday?
There was a point where I think you probably could have put him on the bench. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
See,
I mean, what are we doing here?
Just
run him into the ground, sure.
I saw that becoming a thing on social media. It's the playoffs, man. Like, I did not in real time, I was not thinking, get these guys out of here. I still was like maybe stunned and shell-shocked of what the hell was happening in front of my eyes.
Yeah,
I mean, and what are you supposed to do? Doesn't that send a bad sign? Like, okay, we knew the game was probably lost in the third quarter. You could hold out hope and say, well, the Knicks have had runs in the fourth quarter. And I'd be lying if I said, well, I'm trying to do the math and say, well, all right, still, you know, 9 minutes ago, whatever.
It felt different last night.
It did. That's what I'm saying. Like, it felt like the game was over in the third or at the very least early fourth quarter.
No question.
But imagine Tibbs pulls everybody early fourth quarter. Don't you think that's sending a bad sign?
So a bad sign for who? The players? That they would understand the deal. Bad sign for the fans? I don't think they would
impact
them.
Just giving up, dude. It's a postseason. You're giving up?
Literally, I could accept what you're saying. Now, I'll be fair. In real time, I'm not sitting there saying, what are you doing? Pull them out.
Pull them.
We've been on the air for 2.5 hours, 3.5 hours at this point, and I haven't once brought in up the fact that he let them play as long as he did. So it was not centrally on my mind. I'm not going to lie and say, oh, yeah, just to like kind of fit my Thibs narrative. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be fair to the man. I do think he's good, even though some things worry me and bother me about him as a coach. But no, it wasn't a big, big issue for me. But I wouldn't view it as like this weak waving of the white flag. Right. We give up. I would have had an issue either way.
I only even made a note of it during the game last night because I saw people talking about it on social media. And I started to myself think, like, come on, now we're really nitpicking here. Who cares? Like, of all the things to get on, that's who you're going to get on Tibbs. You want to get on Tibbs for not getting Cat involved? Sure. You want to get in on him for offensive sets? The team's not team not knowing how to stop somebody defensively.
Not calling timeouts, not making substitutions where the fouls were piling up. Yeah, there's a long list with
that. All fair. Well, going with the starters in a playoff game in the fourth quarter.
And nitpicking.
I'm not going to go nuts on that. The other thing, if the Knicks do win, I don't know if we touched on this yesterday or not. I forget, but we'll bring it up here anyway. If the Knicks do win, you know who's calling the next round?
It's got to be Breen, right?
No.
No, who is it?
Harlan and Reggie.
Okay.
Dude.
I don't have a problem with Reggie.
But against the Pacers?
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't want to see Reggie.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Miller's face when
like
the Knicks are playing. I like Reggie too
way.
Now. Yeah, me too.
You
I'm with you on that. Like now, all these years removed, there's a healthy, fun respect for him. Like, we get it. I wish Reggie Miller were a Knick. It was great competing against one of the great competitors of all time. But against the Pacers, I have no problem with Reggie and Kevin Harlan on the call against the Celtics. Against the Pacers, Knick fans got to watch that series with Reggie Miller on the call? That's going to be annoying to me.
All right. So do you think it would honestly slant his ability to do his job and be fair to the Knicks when it's time to truly be fair? Because I don't.
Before I answer that, I'm going to counter.
Yeah.
Do you think Reggie Miller has a rooting interest in this?
Of course he does.
Okay.
But I think he'll be able to suppress it enough and do his job, and it will not distort my viewing pleasure. Now, for you, it seemingly will, and many others as well.
Yeah.
Listen, here's where it would get rough. And listen, the Knicks can prevent this. First of all, let's get there.
Oh, yeah.
The Knicks can prevent this by not allowing Reggie Miller to get that needle out, because mm-hmm. Reggie's needle, you know, he likes to twist and poke. But if the Knicks are playing well, the Knicks, you know, defend the home court, then Reggie's going to have nothing to say. And then it could turn from an issue to a pleasurable experience where we get to hear and see yes. Reggie Miller squirm.
Watch the Pacers go down right in front of his face.
Yeah, and that's a risk I'm willing to take.
I get it. Well, I just
like Reggie. You know what bothers me? Broadcasters who sound like idiots, who aren't intelligent or don't do their homework. Like Reggie is I think he's very smooth with the spoken word. I think he's got good presence. He's got a little pizzazz. He knows NBA history. I do think he's fair. He is a clutch guy, so he could bring us to that mindset.
But he's a Pacer.
I get it.
He's a Pacer.
I get it.
So now the Knicks have to play, and now I'm going to Knick fan out for a second. Forgive me here. Now the Knicks have to play the Pacers, the refs, and Reggie Miller. Like, the broadcast is going to be against us. The refs are against us. And then the Pacers? That might be tough to take. You're right. It would make the win even more sweet.
Yeah,
but
pile it on.
I mean, come on.
Well, think about this then, Sal.
Who's a bigger Pacer in the world than Reggie freaking Miller?
Nobody.
You're going to hear him for, you know, 5-6
Who's
games?
Who's the second biggest Pacer is really the question.
Dale Davis? I don't know.
No.
Haywood Workman?
No.
Rick Smith.
I mean, it's not even
Derek McKee.
No, I mean, you're dropping good names. I like it, but Haywood Workman? No.
Right.
Byron Scott coming off the bench. I don't know. Maybe somebody from the ABA, because they were there before. Either way.
If I say Pacers, who do you associate
with? I think Reggie.
Right, that's what you say.
But that's what I mean. Yeah, like, yeah. Who is it? Rick Carlisle? I mean, at this point, I don't know the answer.
Larry Brown?
Yeah. All right. So, let's be fair to this conversation. You don't think it annoys America? Now, I know the MSG Network does it more, but you tell me the national networks don't do it? I know they do, because I've seen it. You tell me they don't show Spike Lee every time the Knicks are playing, dancing around with his Knicks jersey? You don't think that bothers the teams that are playing the Knicks?
It bothers me. So, yeah, I'm sure that yeah, it does.
Too.
It bothers us.
It does bother us. But think about if you're a fan, why and your team's playing and Spike's dancing on your grave.
But he's not on the call. And
but he's on the TV.
The counter would be, what if Mike Breen was calling the series? Then it's Knicks slanted. Yeah, maybe, but he's a professional broadcaster.
So is Reggie.
No, but Reggie's a player.
He's become a professional. Now, let me tell you who's not a professional broadcaster. Charles Barkley.
What?
Charles, I mean, he gets on the NCAA. He doesn't even know anybody's name.
You don't like Charles Barkley?
I love Charles Barkley. Oh, okay. But I'm saying, like, a professional broadcaster, he's a professional clown at this point. Him and Shaq with the zings across the table. I think he's got money on every single game, which I don't care. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he's sipping something in between breaks. Like, Charles is a broadcaster. Charles is the best.
He also doesn't have a rooting interest. He's an entertainer is what Charles is.
Yeah, he's not doing a game, per se.
Well, that's the other thing.
He's in the studio.
He's entertaining with his personality.
All right, do you think McCarver... Well, you're not a Yankee fan. You're the wrong guy. I never thought that McCarver and Buck, like, Yankee fans, these guys are against... I never felt it.
I never felt that either, but I really didn't. I'm not a Yankee fan. Yeah, I didn't think so. But Reggie with the Pacers, like, I don't know if you could have a more...
You can. Jordan with the Bulls. If Jordan's doing the game.
Yeah.
And by the way, he's coming back.
Yeah, but what if Jordan were doing a Bulls game against the Knicks?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well,
that would be the only thing higher than Reggie.
So how would you feel? You'd be okay with that? Well,
if he could spoke well and he was entertaining, like Reggie, I wouldn't care. Like, I don't think Grant Hill is incredibly interesting. He doesn't have a lot of pizzazz, but I think he calls a good game. Like, mechanically, fundamentally, his cadence is good. He's a brilliant guy. Loves the game. I think Reggie's good.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm hearing rumors that maybe TNT is going to hire Rick Smits to do sideline for this series.
Yeah, a little Maris flavor. Let's go.
Throw down to Rick Smits. Reggie on the call. Now, let's hope that the Knicks get there to have this be a problem. I'm just thinking ahead a little bit. I've had my fill of Reggie for now. I don't want to see it head-to-head with the Pacers.
Well, let's hope we get there.
Yeah, I know.
Let's hope that's a problem we got to worry about.
BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Andrew's in Bay Ridge. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's up, guys? So really quick before I talk about Cat, I agree with you, Sal. I feel like that was the Celtics like haymaker last night, because almost like when a team replaces a manager like mid-season and they get like a shot in the arm, that's kind of like them rallying around Tatum going down. I feel like they got the best out of everyone.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that's sustainable. So I agree with you there.
Andrew, hold 100%. On one sec. I got your opinion here. Okay, but I think that you're really kind of glossing over the fact that they've got another great player. Jaylen Brown is a top 10, 12, 13 player in the NBA, and he's a champion.
I mean, I totally hear you. I agree with that. But I just think that I just think that was their shot last night, and they landed it, and great for them. But I think our cream will rise to the top at home.
I hope you're right.
As far as Cat goes, like, if I gotta watch this guy flailing around, like begging for whistles, he plays so much smaller. Like, Jalen Brunson plays like he's Cat stuff, and Cat plays like he's shorter than Jalen Brunson. He's getting blocked at the 3-point line by White. I mean, like, what is that? And then his fouls, they're so like soft. Like, at least if you're going to foul somebody, give them something to think about the next time they come in the lane. It's like you look up and they're blowing the whistle on him, and it's like some ticky tack, like stupid foul.
Yeah, and then he's always like this, and you have to see the visual. I hear you. Thanks for the call, Andrew. Then he's like, hey, what did I do? Well, you really didn't do anything, because if you actually did your job, there would be no doubt that it was a foul. Instead, you're fouling like a mouse, and then you put, hey, what did I do? You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything enough. I don't understand. Oh, man. If we can, I'm going to take your boy, your favorite Nick of all time, Mr. Starks.
Yeah.
If we could transplant his personality and just inject it into Carl Anthony Towns' veins, we would have the best player in the NBA.
You know, it's why I love Starks. I've been thinking a lot about him, especially with the thought of the Knicks making their first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years and potentially against the Pacers if they do win this game, and thinking back to all those battles. And I remember Starks he did it multiple times, but pulling, the jersey across his chest and just vehemently pointing to his heart, like, I got heart.
Oh, yeah.
Bleeping, bleep, like.
Or throat slashes.
Yeah, I mean, all
Chris
that.
Chris Giles did that,
head
too.
Headbutts and all that.
With the Reggie.
The heart of John Starks, which he was so proud of, and it's why we all in this city loved him.
Mm-hmm.
He was nowhere near the most talented, but his heart was on another level, to a point where he believed he was going to go out there and shut down Michael Jordan
and
Reggie Miller. And he was tough on those guys.
Man, he
relentless heart. Yeah. And you watch these guys now, and they just don't make them like that anymore.
Do you ever see, not that this necessarily means that they have what it takes to win or don't, but when things go a little awry for the Knicks, do you see anybody demonstrative on the court? It's not Cat.
I think
it's
Hart,
not Brunson. I was going to say, aside from Hart, it's not Bridges, it's not OG, and it's not Brunson, not Towns. It's really only Hart. Now, that's part of his role, and he does it very well. But I also think that that's part of the problem. Like, there's just a little, I feel, and this maybe is what's bothered me a little bit all year, I feel like their energy doesn't match the talent that they have.
Think about
enough.
It this way, because you just kind of jog something in my mind here. Do you think they get pissed off when they lose, or when things are going wrong? Because that's, like, I remember it on Ewing's face, where he would be pissed off and angry, like, hey, what the hell are you doing, this and that?
Yep.
And these guys are almost too nice. Like, I don't see Bridges get angry or pissed off. Cat, certainly not. OG is like, good game, bad game, same, even kill, which there's something to be said about that. But you need somebody who's going to be a fiery, in-your-face competitor. Josh Hart's the one guy. I think Brunson is, too. He would be second on my list in that.
Me too.
But I'd like to see maybe a little more fire. And if something's not going right, it's okay to get mad and yell at your teammate or demand more or get in the face of an opponent and be frustrated and ticked off.
It comes down to trust. And it's odd because most of the guys trust each other because they play with each other in college. And if you don't have it in the starting unit, you got to have it coming off the bench to at least elevate, like if you get off to a slow start, to inject that, that fire, that passion into the game. Listen, they have a lot of things that are very desirable. What my fear has always been, and God, I hope I'm wrong. Hope I'm as wrong as the Lindor stuff. I'll happily wear the L. What they're missing, I've always feared is going to keep them away from a championship.
We committed to going. Mets Yankee Subway Series first night. Return of Juan Soto. What better place to be than front row in the right field? Unfortunately, it now aligns with a huge Game 6 for the New York Knicks.
Biggest one in 25 years.
I got to make a decision. You backed out last week saying that you didn't want to risk it. If there were a Game 6, you got to be home to watch the Knicks. So, Mitch, I respectfully decline. I'll pay you if need be.
Yeah, tried to do the right thing.
He sold those tickets. He gave you a pass on that. And now I've got to answer to Mitch here what I'm going to do. Mitch, how are you, buddy?
Hi, good afternoon, Sal. Hi, Lil BT. How's everyone doing this afternoon?
Hey, Mitch.
Mitch, do you know, I have now decided, I have not told anybody, I have decided within myself here over the last couple hours, do you have an idea of what you think I'm going to decide to do?
I do, but Sal, but I have one last thing before you give your decision that to think about. I did make a phone call, and BT, you know the GMM at the Hard Rock, right?
Oh, yeah, Christo, love him. Yes. Great, one of my favorites. Christo, great guy.
I just got off the phone with him, Sal, so here's one last part to it before you might change your opinion either way or whatever, that Christo said that the Knick game will be on in the Hard Rock. Sal, my seats are about not even less than a minute away from the section where I'm at to the Hard Rock, so you can come to the game, watch Soto for a little bit, then run and watch the Knick game for most of the time and come back just when Soto bats or whatever, and it's a win-win on both ends, Sal.
Look at him going the extra mile. I mean,
you could come and go as you please with the Hard Rock. I wasn't even aware of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, you can.
Of course.
Yes, you can.
Look at Mitch calling Christo. If you have a ticket, you can do that. All right.
Think about this. There's tables I've sat, and we've sat at doing shows. Yeah. I've sat privately as well. But then there's the bars. Of course, you can walk into the bar.
Yeah. I didn't realize that.
I had
that.
A reservation also. And I did have a reservation for all of us for dinner. Wow. There and a steak restaurant, whichever one we want. But, Sal, my gut opinion is, Sal, I'm going to say that now that I just told you that, I think you're coming to the game on with Aha with us. And then we're going to Candlelight.
Before Sal,
then we're going to
Go ahead. Keep going, Mitch.
And then afterwards, we're going to go to Candlelight. I've already called Candlelight. We don't have to wait for a table. We just tell them how many people are coming, and we go right to there. We get a table and have wings and have some beers or whatever, and then we go home. That's it. So,
all right,
that's
BT.
This new name is Saint Mitch. I mean, he is Mitch. You are too nice to sound, quite frankly, and by extension, me with the tickets. Very much appreciated.
Can you throw in cleaning my pool this weekend potentially?
No, Sal. Okay. No, Sal. Actually, BT said he's going to come to your house and clean your pool.
Yeah. Do something
all right,
else
BT, so
pool.
before.
Yeah. How about you want to put a little mulch down for him there? A little mulch, you want a mulch?
Before I reveal my answer,
I'm going to give you my prediction. Yeah. I believe you go into the game. I don't think there's any way you're going to miss out on this whole Soto thing that you've been whispering and, you know, puffing out your chest about forever. I would almost guarantee, although I will be disappointed from the Knick fandom, that Knick perspective, I believe you go into the baseball game.
All right. Go ahead, Mitch.
Sal, one last thing, Sal. And BT, here's one last part to it. Here's the part that I have to throw in there. As a Knick, and I love the Knicks, and I hope they win. But here's the big thing. If the Knicks win tomorrow and you didn't watch the game, then they go to the next round. If they lose, you got game 7. And BT, Sal already said, we're all invited to his house Monday night.
Mitch, hold on. You're missing something. Something very important. If the Knicks lose game 6, they're not winning game 7. So, we'll be able to watch they're going to watch you win.
If they lose game 6, then I'd be like, all right, well, I didn't miss much. If they win game 6, that's where you get the FOMO.
That's risk you got to take.
Without further ado, I will reveal what I am going to do tomorrow night. And why? I'm going to give you the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know I love the Subway Series, Mitch, and you know I committed to doing this.
And you know where the answer is.
You don't.
And you know how much I love the Knicks. Obviously, Mitch, you know that. We go to these games and all that stuff.
Yes.
I cannot let you down, my friend. I cannot let you down.
Woo, baby, Sal, I love it.
I made a commitment, and I will honor that commitment. How can I turn Mitch down? Look at how much, come on, Mitch, look at how much it means to you for me to go out there. I appreciate the invite. I appreciate everything you've done for me as a friend. I made a commitment.
You're welcome.
I am going to the game, and thank you so much, Mitch, for the call. We appreciate it and for the invite. I will see you tomorrow night.
Never a doubt.
As much as that's the primary reason. Being truthful with you. I can't let him down. You heard how much he wants me to go to this game.
I mean, dude, if you kept him on the phone another minute, he was going to bribe you with $1,000. He's going to start offering you money to come.
I made the commitment, and I battled with it. Because if I did not make that commitment, I was not going. Like, I wouldn't even think to go to the game.
I knew you were going.
It sucks that I have to take a loss here as far as the Knicks go. I'll figure out a way whether Hoff has it up on his phone or the Hard Rock stuff. And by the way, Mitch, it had nothing to do with the Hard Knock, although I appreciate the effort. What did I say? Hard Knock? Hard Rock. Is that what it's
I
called?
I hope that's what you
hard
said.
Knocks. Hard Knocks. You're thinking Hard Knocks. It has nothing to do with the Hard Rock. It has to do with I can't live with myself for letting him down. I can't do that. Would not be right.
Now, to be fair, I respect. Again, I totally respect it. You letting him down is different than me letting him down.
100%.
Your relationship is very different, and I also approach it very differently.
100%. Yeah, you did it a couple of weeks ago, whatever it was, and you gave your reason for it. And it is different. Him and I, you know, he's done stuff. I told you the Christmas tree in my house.
What have you done for him?
I'm going to go to the game with him. I'm making money. He came to my house and moved furniture when I needed it.
I know. What have you done for him?
I am.
He got you Christmas tree.
Here's what I'm doing for him.
He moved furniture. Yeah. He gets you front row behind Soto. I'm going to ask once more. What have you done for him?
I am honoring my commitment to hang out with him and have fun together at the game. I mean, that's. God
Mitch,
bless you, Mitch. We appreciate
guy,
it. We'll miss you at the game, but I get it. I mean, dude, either way, it sucks. And by the way, even if you're watching the Knicks at home, you're watching the two games, and a playoff game is not like you could, I'll put on the Yankee game and put on the Met game. When you're watching a playoff game, you got to be locked into
I won't have two on. That's I will be recording on the Yankees, and I will be watching every second. Dude, again, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back here. Yeah. I'm probably an idiot for doing this. Like, I never checked out on the Knicks. All those years, like the Bargnani stuff and the Schvet and the other guys who were playing. I'm not saying, again, I watch every single second, but I was still locked in. This is a 25-year moment, dude. I'm not missing it. I'm not having it. You won't miss it entirely, but I'm not willing to have it compromised.
Bingo. And it doesn't mean, like, I know we've had this debate and less of a Knick fan. I am not less of a Knick fan. I'm in an impossible spot. You heard how excited Mitch was. I can't let him down. So I could sacrifice that. We'll figure out a way to make it work as far as having the Knick game on. Hoff, you could get on that, you and Mitch. Somehow figure out where we can watch.
Mitch to the rescue again.
Figure out how we can watch that game.
He's going to be holding a satellite dish over his head.
Honestly, like, ideally what I would do is DVR the Knick game, but it's impossible.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Are
like,
you kidding me?
In theory, like, if I could do that, I would DVR the Knick game. There's no way you're going to be
able to. There'd be no problem. No dilemma.
They can have it on the big screen.
The first time you go to the bathroom, Sal, see the Knicks are winning by three or up by
nine. I'm sure
they'll
have the news up there. Now, by the way, Hoff needs to watch the game more than I do because he's got a show right afterward. I could go back and watch it on DVR Saturday, Sunday to make sure I don't miss anything for our show purposes. He's got to do the overnight show after that. And also, let's not minimize. And we're going to get more into it when we come back. We'll continue with the Knick calls as well. Let's not minimize what's happening here. I know Game 6 and the Knicks have triumphed everything. Right? That takes precedent over everything. Soto's a Met.
Crazy
he's a Met, there. And he's about to go unleash him at Yankee Stadium. Oh! Dude, I do think another part of this, it is bigger for the Met fan than it is the Yankee fan. I agree with that.
And listen, in the event that Soto has a big weekend, he can get himself up to speed with Mr. Grisham, just about the same statistically, if he has a good weekend.
See, this is why I really wish you were coming here.
Grisham's doing his thing, and Soto probably will get there. Maybe this weekend. He's looking up at Grisham.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.